the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 30th day of November 2004. Not all illegal aliens come here to work. We'll cover this. Iraq health care in deep crisis. Well, that's an understatement. What does it mean to support our troops? What does it exactly mean? When I say, by the way, let the cat out of the bag here. There are magnetics being made up as we speak. You've seen all the little things on the back of the yellow ribbons on the back of people's cars, those little magnetic appliques, you know, supporting our troops. We're copying that design, and on that, it's simply going to say, bring our troops home. Those will be also available. So you can show your disdain, your support. This is how I'm going to support my guys in Iraq right now. We're going to get you out of that hellhole over there. We're going to get you out of there. Because this is just a start. Afghanistan and Iraq is just a start. We don't need a military presence in the Middle East. We don't need their oil. We don't need anything from these people. And let Israel stand on its own. Let them start World War III without the help of the United States. It's got to be done, folks. The insane Zionist Lucid Party, Mr. Ariel Sharon, when I look at this guy, I don't know what it is. This rotund piece of human detritus running around in a well-tailored suit, albeit a lot of material. He's a pretty big guy. We don't need to deal with these type. Now, these are terrorists of the world, folks. We call them our friends. What do you think the rest of the world thinks when they look at who we back? Also, in Maryland, governor says he's intended ban on reporters to have a chilling effect. Same thing the White House. Mr. Tom Brokaw was just astounded the other day that somebody was barred from the White House. He said he didn't think that was a good idea. Well, of course, government doesn't want reporters around because every once in a while they do print something of value. And they want to control them, even though their bosses are controlled. The editorial writers are controlled. Every once in a while, something will slip out. They don't want these bothersome questions, albeit that they don't end up in the media that they're reporting for, but they don't want these reporters asking these embarrassing questions. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Is this not Orwellville, that you cannot criticize the state for all the cockamamie, underhanded, deceitful things that they do? That they want to put a chilling effect on the controlled members of the media. It's a laugh. We'll get into that story also. And take your phone calls this hour, 800-313-9443. The federal government must make public its argument against a privacy advocate who challenged a directive requiring identification before boarding an airplane. An appeals court has ruled. The U.S. Department of Justice has refused to even confirm or deny the existence of such a rule. It is argued that national security requires directives dealing with transportation be kept secret. Finish out that and then get into your phone calls. More of these stories right after we get back.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
The federal government must make its public its argument against privacy advocate who challenged the directive requiring identification before boarding an airplane. Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday the government ruled against late Friday. Attorneys involved in the case said Monday. It's wild that the government can't even confirm the most basic security directive that every passenger in the country knows exists, said Susan Seeger, a lawyer who was preparing to argue on behalf of several news organizations, including the Associated Press, against the government's bid to seal. The government is scheduled to file its legal arguments in the court in 2 weeks, said Gilmore's attorney. James Harrison of Sacramento, a Department of Justice spokesman, declined comment. More of our little secrecy. Gilmore is an Oakland resident who made millions as a founding employee of Sun Microsystems, Inc. He's also an active member of the Libertarian Party and a co-founder of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a civil liberties group. On July 4, 2002, Southwest Airlines employees at Oakland International Airport barred Gilmore from boarding a flight to Baltimore after he refused to produce a government-issued photo identification card. He also refused to allow security personnel to pat him down and search through his luggage instead of producing the identification. Gilmore went through a similar experience with United Airlines employees at San Francisco International Airport later that same day. Both airlines said they were following federal directives. Gilmore, who hasn't flown since, sued the government and the airlines in federal court, alleging, among other things, that the identification requirement violates his right to freely assemble because he can't travel by air. Oh, where have I heard this argument before? The same thing with driver's licenses. Well, you've got the ability to move about and assemble and do whatever, you know, go about your daily, you know, lives, but you have to have a government permission slip. If not, we throw you in jail until you capitulate. Gilmore, who hasn't flown, as I said, since, because it's a violation of his rights, I firmly agree with that. Mr. Gilmore's First Amendment rights have been compromised by what appears to be no law at all, according to Harrison. A lower court judge had earlier tossed out Gilmore's lawsuit. He appealed to the appeals court, which is considering the case. You know, folks, a little note here was slipped to me. It's all under national security. It's for your benefit. You got to keep this in mind. It's all for your benefit. So don't get all bunged up and don't get worried, said the tyrant to the fly. You read about it in the newspapers. Not all illegal aliens come here to work. They come here for a better life. They come for the jobs. Today, in excess of 15 million illegal aliens now operate in the USA. And the number is actually higher than that. It's probably closer to 20 million, but for the sake of argument, we'll use this story's 15 million illegal aliens. It's not what we don't have. Crime in America, 2 million prisoners inhabit our prisons now. However, according to the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C., an astounding 30% of those prisoners constitute illegal aliens at a cost of $1.6 billion annually. That adds up to 600,000 foreigners ripping off taxpayer dollars as prisoners sit in our cells during their incarceration periods. They shouldn't have gotten in the United States in the first place, but the crimes they committed brought horrific death, misery, and suffering to American citizens. A summer ago in Boulder, Colorado, 80 illegal aliens raped 8 American women. The aliens fled back to Mexico. In nearby city of Longmont, a used car dealer suffered so much theft from his lot that he went bankrupt. An illegal alien killed a California police officer, David March, last year. Robberies and break-ins have become the norm in California. They've become the pattern in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and dozens of other states. But the sobering realities concerning these crimes point to one fact. They are illegal aliens. In a recent scathing report in the City Journal, The Illegal Alien Crime Wave, by investigative reporter Heather McDonald, demonstrates that our country suffers an imported crime wave. A full 95% of all outstanding warrants for homicide, which totaled 1,500 last year in Los Angeles alone, pointed to what? Illegal aliens. Now, soberingly, two-thirds of all fugitive felony warrants, totaling 17,000, were for illegal aliens. In 1995, a report showed that 60% of the 20,000-strong 18th Street gang in Southern California included illegal aliens. That gang collaborates with Mexican mafia on drug distribution schemes, extortion, and drive-by assassinations. MS-13 Salvadoran gangs from Central America with over 8,000 members operate in 28 American cities. They're the guys offering free drug samples to our kids with the end result of being addicted. Millions of American families spend millions of dollars reversing the drug imprint on their children. More than $120 billion in drugs crosses our porous Mexican borders annually. While Tom Ridge's TSA screeners pat down gray-haired ladies at airports, drug runners scurry across our borders with cocaine, heroin, and marijuana. Smugglers load them up along Cocaine Alley with clockwork coordination that rivals FedEx, Greyhound, UPS, and the United States Postal Service. While those passengers on airplanes safely fly in the skies, our kids' minds fly on their way to drug-induced addictive crashes, all brought to you by our Congress and the President, who refuses to secure our borders with troops. With over 4,000, and let me stop right here. Because whether you use our troops on the border or on the cities, on the ground, all over this country, makes no difference. Who should be on the borders of every state that borders Mexico should be the National Guard. Not Marines, not Army, not Navy, not Air Force, not Coast Guard, not any of these guys. It should be the state's guards. Period. Over and out. Because this is another backward way of sticking the nose in the camel's tent. Because obviously if we have problems along the southern border, well, then we have problems in cities that are close to that border or neighboring states. And you can see how this spreads. So, you know, we can use the military in just that facet, you know, for that alone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure we can. Let that nose in the camel's let that camel's nose in the tent and see what happens. With over 4,000 illegal aliens crossing the Arizona sector nightly, according to Time Magazine's September report, it's apparent that U.S. Border Patrol is outgunned, outmanned, and outflanked. They catch one out of four border crossers, one out of four. So what does that make that 4,000 number that are crossing nightly in Arizona? It's not 4,000 anymore, folks. It's now 16,000. They're only catching one out of four. Do the math. Now, how did this crime wave emerge, and why is it spreading? In 1979, Los Angeles Police Chief Daryl Gates enacted Special Order 40. Astoundingly, as if insanity took the front row in the seats of their minds, leaders of dozens of cities from San Francisco to New York adopted the special order. This law prohibits police officers. Now get this. Prohibits police officers from arresting illegal aliens. Even if it aims to avoid racial profiling, the results promotes illegal alien migration. That allows free rein by hardened criminals that they know they can't be stopped. Boulder, Colorado practices the same sanctuary policy for illegal aliens. Boulder's mayor and city council encourages illegal aliens by assuring the police chief does not arrest illegals. Some of Boulder's immigration lawyers were so bold as to offer publicly announced classes for illegal aliens on how to avoid arrest, detention, and deportation by the immigration agents. Folks, I can tell you what, these people should be sitting behind bars. They're aiding and abetting felons. It is a felony to come into this country illegally. It's a felony, not a misdemeanor, not class A, B, or C. It is a felony. Last summer, again in Boulder, two illegals crashed head-on with a Colorado University quarterback, John Hessler, in the dead of night without lights. They fled. Hessler now works to regain his life in a wheelchair after months in a coma. Not far away in Denver last summer, an illegal alien purportedly ran down a police officer, Robert Bryant, while the officer operated a radar gun in a school walk zone. Witnesses saw the Mexican national rev up his engine while taking dead aim at the officer. Bryant flew 30 feet through the air while suffering a broken leg and head lacerations. This year, Government Beldaki of Maine signed a sanctuary order for that state, which means they will be recording their own illegal alien crime wave in the coming months. At a higher level, New York Mayor Bloomberg supports illegal alien crime by maintaining a sanctuary policy in that city. In January, four illegals raped and killed a New Yorker. That crime is one of thousands of felonies committed by illegal aliens who are protected from detention and deportation. Folks, let me tell you something. At a fast food place today, I got a cup of coffee. On one side of that coffee cup was nothing but Spanish, on the other side was English. Why do you think they're doing this? Why do you suppose they're doing this? Why are they making it so easy for these people not to assimilate but operate inside this country? Think about this. Why are Mexican radio stations popping up all around this country? If somebody was interested in communications to a Latin market, don't you think they get down to Mexico and operate stations? Oh, no. No, no, no. They're building their Mecca for the audience that they know is going to be here. It's not only here now, but is going to enlarge. That's why every time you pick up a telephone, you call somebody. Do you want your instructions in Spanish or English? What country do you think I'm living in? I am not in Spain. I am not in Mexico. I am in the United States where we speak English. Folks, think about this. More on this And is anybody out there listening today? 800-313-9443. Is the shortwave working today? Is the internet down? Is satellite down? What's going on? You know, the last time this happened, I played music. I'll do it again. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Finish this up, and then we'll get to your calls here. Multiply the aforementioned individual crime stories 10,000 times across America. You know, traffic police stopped a terrorist, Atta, 2 weeks before 9/11. He produced an expired visa. He was not detained. He drove an airplane into the World Trade Center, purportedly. These examples of illegal immigrant crime depict a growing menace to our functioning society. I think it's still functioning. While a sleepy American public watches idly as Congress refuses to secure our borders and the mayors adopt a sanctuary policy, we citizens receive an average of 4,000 illegals every 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in the Arizona sector alone. And I revised those numbers. It's 16. If they're only catching 1 out of 4 and 4,000 are coming over tonight, figure it out. It amounts to 10,000 per night on our northern, eastern, and western and southern borders. That equals 3 million in 2004 alone, according to Pulitzer Prize-winning authors Donald Bartlett and Jim Steele of Time Magazine's September 12, 2004 report. Who left the door open? A copy of this expose may be obtained by going to www.frostywooldridge.com. Now, where does that leave you? If you're in California, you're planning on moving to Idaho or Montana because it's already too late. With over 3.5 million illegals, the crime wave is beyond stopping. Over 800,000 Californians fled the Golden Bear State last year. If you're in Georgia, you're probably stewing under your breath because you don't have a clue that it's going to get worse. Another kind of crime hit them last year. Georgians paid $230 million to pay for illegal alien kids in their schools at $7,161 per child. In Chicago, they take jobs, rob banks, and arrange drug, prostitution, and theft rings. It grows worse in every city in America every single day. It's called third world momentum. The key to understand that in the third world, corruption, crime, child prostitution, bashing in people's heads, and worse, is the norm. Look at Bogota, Colombia, for mayhem and general chaos. Why? Because the rule of law no longer applies. That kind of corruption burrows itself into America because mayors, governors, senators, congresswomen, congressmen, and corporations at the highest levels aid, abet, and encourage illegal immigration. Other than Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado and Charles Norwood of Nathan Deal in Georgia, the sickening majority of our Congress refuses to do its job. Today in America, concerning illegal immigration, our public officials sworn to uphold the Constitution eschew their own oaths of office. The American public still hasn't grasped the gravity of this situation or keeps thinking it will go away on its own. It will get worse, much worse. We're as vulnerable as before December 7, 1941 and September 11, 2001 because our leaders refuse to uphold our immigration laws. Lack of leadership at the highest levels in this country aids, abets, and encourages our illegal alien crime wave and the loss of the rule of law. History books have recorded how Rome burned while Nero fiddled. America's history will record elected leaders at the highest levels fiddling while America burned. Not to be outdone, the majority of Americans sit, watch, and wait and pay more attention to Monday Night Football while their own communities, towns, and cities and country swirl down the proverbial toilet. I just want to remind you what Edmund Burke said in 1797. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Integrity, folks, where is it? Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
John?
Yes,
boy,
sir.
Boy, I like what you're saying there and what you're saying right as I was on the phone waiting. You pretty much took the words out of my mouth and were able to say them a lot better than I could. But I've lived here in San Antonio, Texas all my life. I'm 50. And I tell you, this town has, you know, it's always had a Hispanic influence. And I've got a lot of close friends that are Hispanic. They don't like what's going on any more than any of the so-called Anglo friends that I've got. And this is being set up, I think, to eventually just make us all third world, to dumb us down, to empty the banks and, well, you know, make us more like Mexico and make Mexico, I don't know if it's to make it more like the United States, but there sure are a lot of folks coming up from Mexico that I see over on the north side of San Antonio. They have really nice cars. They look like they've all been to college. They drive well, Lexus and things like that, just like you'd see a judge driving. And
and where do you think this money came from?
Well, drugs.
There you go.
And the way the banks work, we have a bank here in I live pretty close to Alamo Heights, and they have a bank that you know, was the bastion of mayors and the big shots here in town. And now when you come in, half of the signs, well, more than half of the signs are in Espanol. And being right next door to a university like Incarnate Word, they've got sister universities in China, for goodness sake.
Well, and in this country, you know, you saw some lip service being given because, well, we needed more bilingual teachers in our schools in order to teach these kids Spanish. They're not doing that at all. They're setting up a parallel society in this nation, and they're balkanizing America is what they're doing. and they're doing it right under the nose of Congress, and they're too wimpy to do anything about it. Chuck, thanks for your call. Betty, Charles, and others, we'll take your calls after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
They're getting worried out there, folks. Maryland governor says the intended ban on reporters to have chilling effect. AP story, Annapolis, Maryland. Maryland's governor says his order that state officials stop speaking with two reporters of the Baltimore Sun was meant to have a chilling effect on two writers he believes have no credibility. The ban was intended to set a benchmark for the minimum level of accuracy expected of newspaper coverage of his administration, according to Governor Robert Ehrlich. He said in an interview on WBAL radio, "At what point does a monopoly newspaper abuse its privilege, its First Amendment privilege, in making things up, making quotes up, making context up? The first-term Republican governor said Friday, I just said this is our minimum benchmark." Rob Douglas, a WBAL radio host, questioned whether Ehrlich should direct all state government officials not to speak to reporters. This is how he responded. That's my government. That's my government. I'm the chief executive. Sun attorney Stephanie Abutrin said the newspaper disagrees with Ehrlich's description of the two reporters' credibility and called his explanation of the ban troubling. He admitted that what he's doing is using the power of his office to censor what citizens are able to hear by manipulating what they can hear from its based on whether he's liked or what they've said in the past. It's inappropriate, and it's a violation of the First Amendment. He's trying to squelch critical news coverage, and what he apparently has done to anoint himself the arbiter of what citizens can see, learn about their government. On November 18th, the governor's press office sent a memo to all state public information officers ordering that no one in the executive department and state agencies speak with Sun State House Bureau Chief David Nitkin or columnist Michael Olesker, noting that the two instances in which the governor's staff believed Nitkin and Olesker were unfair in their coverage. In a column, Olesker wrote that the governor's communications director, Paul Shurick, struggled mightily to keep a straight face at a hearing, saying that political gain was not a consideration in making state tourism commercials that feature the governor. The governor's staff complained that Olesker didn't attend the hearing and couldn't have known the expression on Shurlick's face. Olesker said the reference was intended to be read metaphorically, not literally. The second complaint involved a map of the Sun published of the state land that Ehrlich administration was considering selling. The map incorrectly highlighted all 450,000 acres of the state-owned preservation land, a correction ran in the next day's newspaper. Ehrlich said his problem with the newspaper's coverage are more substantial than incorrect fact here or there. It's just not one fact of a story, but a series of non-contextual innuendo, he said of Nitkin's coverage of the governor's process of evaluating potentially surplus public land. Ehrlich said that the public official access is his only weapon. It's meant to have a chilling effect on them. They have no credibility, Ehrlich said of Nitkin and Olesker. It's clearly meant to have not only a chilling effect, and I don't know what's beyond chilling, but a very serious effect on these two writers who have no credibility. Folks, they can say that about anybody that's a radio talk show host. Anybody that's a newspaper. If the government doesn't like what they're printing or saying, well, then they just have no access. You cut them off. You shield them. You put them to a side. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
The Patriot Act 2, I think, goes into force as of January 1st. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, there was somebody on your station today that was talking about the impact on posse comitatus, which would be the sheriff's authority at the county level.
That's true.
Do you happen to know, you know, more specifically how those two things are, you know, what specific kind of statement is already passed and will go into effect?
That, I am doing a program specifically on that, and I will do that here in the near future.
And will Desi be on Thursday?
Yes, she will be.
All righty. I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you, John.
You're welcome, Betty.
Okay.
Yeah, when you have a police state and emerging in the military and the police, folks, forget about posse comitatus. Because posse comitatus specifically prohibited the military being involved in law enforcement. That's what that's the specifics of posse comitatus. So we can't have that in a police state where you can't use the militarized police. Okay, you just can't have that. So what you have to do is throw out the posse comitatus law, which prohibits the state from doing a military takeover, basically is what it is. And don't you know, folks, because of all the terrorism threats that they're never specific about in this country, thanks to Mr. Blockhead from the from Homeland Security, which, by the way, hasn't left yet, but he will be soon, Mr. Tom Ridge, or whether it's the drugs flooding our streets and the criminals banging people's heads in and ripping off whatever they have that's not bolted or locked down or under a gun sight that you're aiming at the criminal. See, we need more police. We need more involvement. You know, we need to streamline all these agencies so they can work cohesively together. It means federal agencies and state. We got to have this, folks. After all, it's the Hegelian dialectic, isn't it? You create that problem, you demonstrate the problem, and then you come up with your corrective measures. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
God bless you, sir.
How you doing?
You know, maybe the people need hard times before, and maybe they'll wake up. Maybe they need to lose everything, and maybe, just maybe, they might get some fight in them.
Well, Charles, we've demonstrated how they've debauched the currency, how they've illegally taxed us, how they've unconstitutionally passed all these laws, how they've thrown out the baby with the bathwater along with the Constitution clutched furiously in its hand. And we've been telling people over and over and over and over again. I don't know what their problem is. They're going to have to find themselves in some gulag archipelago someplace.
I think that's going to have to happen. I mean, we're buying a lie, and that's what happened to the Jews. They bought a lie, and that's what we're buying. We're following the Jews, and this country, it can't go another year. Something's got to break.
Not under these current circumstances, because what is facing us on the horizon is either an economic meltdown, either a supported terrorist attack in this country, which will give them carte blanche to create martial law and anything they want to do to anybody at any given time for any given reason.
Yeah. Well, then maybe they'll get mad. But here's the thing. The election was stolen. They're being taxed unconstitutionally. I mean, the Constitution and Declaration of Independence is being thrown out. And guess what? Like you said, how do we compete against the football? If I could get people to quit the television, maybe they might wake up. But you talk to them, you give them tapes, you do everything.
Charles, here's the problem that they're facing. They know their life is heading in a downward spiral. So what they're doing is they're furiously clutching on to anything that will give them a temporary reprieve. To go shout your head off at a football game or to watch endless hours of the most boring game on the face of the planet that I consider baseball. Sorry, you Red Sox fans out there. Or they'll sit around and watch Tiger Woods putt, or they'll do whatever. But this is what they need to do. This is what they feel that they need to do to get away from all the mayhem in their life. And by turning their back on it, only assures one thing. I guarantee you it's going to be worse tomorrow. So what are they going to do tomorrow to sidetrack themselves?
Well, I wonder if they was ever in a prison cell and there was nothing to turn to, what would they feel in? What would they feel if their kids were in prison? Look, they're building 17 army bases in Iraq. We ain't going to have no young men here no more. All our young men's going to be shipped overseas, getting killed for nothing. And then we're going to have foreign troops here. I mean, it should scare the daylights out of people.
Do you know, ironically, do you know the fastest growing informed population segment of this country is?
What?
This is going to blow you away. Huh. It's the young people.
Think so?
Finally. Oh, yeah.
Praise God. That's good news, Mr. John, because I know you got to get really discouraged every day with this. I know it's got to be hard on you. I'm a very emotional person. You know that. And I feel your pain sometimes, Mr. John. So help me God, I feel your pain sometimes. I don't know what else to do. I cried, I prayed, I fasted, I gave tapes out till I'm broke. I don't know what else to do.
You know, and I'll tell you exactly what needs to be done, is more people to get involved. Charles, that's the key to this. I've been thinking about this now for 2 days. And I'm always trying a way to get people involved. You know, I had Bill Ivey. God bless him. He's another one like you, Charles. He sends me bumper stickers. So we ran out of those bumper stickers. I didn't want to rely on him. We copied the bumper stickers, have our own guy here doing them. And I've had maybe 350 people order the bumper stickers and put them on their car. A guy last week walked into the Republic Broadcasting Network. And he said, a couple of months ago, I was driving down the road, and I saw this bumper sticker that said, "Can you handle the truth?" And out of curiosity, what'd he do? He went on the web. He started listening to live broadcast. He came in here to make a donation. He said, "Thank you, guys." He said, "I thought I was the only one out there that was thinking this way." So my point here is that we make little things to direct people in the direction so they can absorb it. We can't force them to do it, Charles. They have to want to do it for their own preservation, for the preservation and the sanctity and the future of their family and their legacy, their children.
Yes.
But they're not doing it.
I know.
How many people listen to this radio program? This is what angers me more than anything. Some people say, well, we can't win the fight. But you know what? I'm not going to back out of the fight because some prognosticator said, you can't win. Because let me tell you something. If we got millions of people in this country we have right now that get it in their heads that all they have to do is go wake up a couple more people and we got millions more.
Yes.
But they sit back on their fat little keisters with some fat, juicy justification as to why they can't even put a stinking bumper sticker on the backs of their cars.
Well, when the kids in prison camps and fighting Iraq, they'll think about you, John. Because I'm sick of the people. I'm sick of them. I tried everything in the world. I don't know what else to do.
Charles, you're doing exactly what the good Lord is leading you to do. So don't buck it, my friend. Just go with it. And I guarantee you, it's going to pay off. I know that it is. I know that in my heart. Otherwise, I would never sit down behind this microphone and utter one more word.
God bless you, John.
Thank you, Charles.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Ron in Oregon. Hello, Ron. Thank you for turning that radio off.
Yeah. Anyway, I wondered if you knew how Rush Watch people are doing right now. Last time I heard, it was pretty serious. One of the people that was with them was shot by a federal agent just for pulling his hands out of his pocket.
You're talking about Ranch Rescue, and I have heard absolutely nothing. I've not been contacted, nor have we been able to make any contact with any people. My assessment on this deal is they had some people in there to intentionally blow Ranch Rescue out.
I see.
Ron, as soon as we get any more information, we will bring it to you. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Just wanted to let you know, for one, you're coming through real good on that frequency at 9.85, I guess it is. And
well,
tomorrow we change.
Tomorrow you change.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a couple things. I get the, if I can mention it, a newsletter. The Last Trumpet newsletter, and the guy, you know, I don't know if you ever run across his site. He's an ex-astrologer and that, and he does things through here, you know, looking at the numbers and all of that. And anyway, we have to remember something. He writes all the time about this, but FDR said, in politics, nothing is by accident. If it happens, you can be sure we planned it that way.
Absolutely.
And they're still doing it really well.
Well, and you know what? I've had Lindsey Williams, just give you an example. I've had Lindsey Williams, and he wrote several short books. He just went on Derry Brownfield's show today. And I knew Lindsey Williams, I knew of him for a number of years. And he wrote the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and I watched the video. The guy's been doing this. He made the video, The Non-Energy Oil Crisis, back in 1983. I watched the video last night. And it's just as pertinent today as it was when he made it. But the point being that he mapped this entire thing out of how the government, and everybody thinks it's the evil oil companies, but he actually had proof that the United States government even tried to waylay the Alaskan pipeline by bringing in more regulations, hoping that the government, with the nine major oil companies, they could drive them past the point and, well, have them file bankruptcy. I mean, he had all this information. He got on Derry Brownfield's show today. That had has over 70 AM and FM stations from New York to Washington and all parts in between. Finally, people are starting to hear some of the truth. And I want to take my hat off to Derry Brownfield because he's going to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
People
right.
need to hear this. Once they figure out that the government would do that to them, And they're standing there at the pump complaining about paying $2 a gallon. Once they figure out that the fix was in and the federal government actually did it, interfering with free market enterprise, it's gonna raise the hackle of some people. As well it should.
Yeah. Well, we know that they've got a lot of great things planned that nobody knows about, probably. He writes in here, too, about on October 29th, the 29 nations were officially unified as like a United States of Europe or a European Union.
Yeah.
And the Constitution of the new European Union was signed in Rome at the Campidoglio or whatever on the Tiber River. And he goes into the numerology, and the 29, he adds up to 11, the 2 and the 9 and that. And in Rome, 29 nations were united on Halloween. The date of the signing was the 75th anniversary of the market crash on the 29th of October in 29.
Now, do you think that was just coincidence that these guys wanted to do this on All Hallows Eve?
Yeah. And I also ran across something on a site. It was something called The Voice of the White House. It's September 20th, and it deals with the draft thing. And actually, the guy is saying here that he's some kind of a reporter in the, you know, in the White House press corps. And he says the draft is a done deal, just awaiting the president's signature, and they plan to do that for June of 05. And says it'll be anybody from 18 to 26, no exceptions, not even unless he talks about women will be called up as well as men. There will be absolutely no deferments of any kind permitted. Persons with medical problems such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic asthma, physical deformities such as clubfoot or hunchback, vision problems will be called up, and they'll be given, you know, clerical type jobs. You know, and even women with children, unmarried women with a couple of kids, they'll even be, you know, in there. So.
Oh yeah, anyway. And how are people supposed to pay mortgages and put food on their table with these wonderful, overpaid people? It ain't going to happen. Hey, thanks for your call, Fred. I appreciate it very much. We'll take the break, finish out your calls right after this.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Let's go back to the phones, and let me remind you folks, tomorrow, all you shortwave listeners, don't forget it. You know, I lose part of my audience for a while until they discover that I've frequencies have changed on shortwave. It'll be posted on the web, but 5.070 from 4 to 5 p.m. Central, and then 3.210 from 5 to 6 p.m. Central. So make a note of it. Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
The establishment gave the special privileges to the blacks, trying to create contention between the whites and the blacks. And now they're taking these special privileges away from the blacks and giving them to the illegals, trying to create contention between the blacks and the illegals. And it appears to me that what we should do is keep track of all these government officials that are violating the law and hold them accountable for this instead of fighting with the
Barney,
illegals.
Every one of these people that I mentioned before that are giving these safe havens to felons should themselves be charged with a felony, aiding and abetting.
Right.
I mean, I don't care if it's Mayor Bloomberg of New York or some business owner down here in Texas. I don't care who it is.
That's right. They should be held accountable. I'll go along with that.
Well, and it's not going to stop, and you're exactly right. I mean, even the Black Panthers in the 60s, they were railing against the machine. They were railing against the corporations. They were railing against Whitey that had the stranglehold on the money in the corporations until they finally figured out, and once they did, a few of their key members got whacked because they start talking about what they had discovered. The very same people were against were the very same people that were funneling money into their organizations to create that contention.
That same thing with communism. That one woman is a big communist. She went down into South America to organize down there, and they told her if she needed any help or money, that she should get in touch with these big money people up here in the United States.
The antithesis to the American way of life, our rule of law.
Yeah.
The antithesis to that is collectivism. And who are our best buds and bed partners now? The communist Chinese, along with Mr. Putin and his supposedly revamped communist regime over there in Russia. It's still the same old crowd.
Well, John, I'm still on the road from World War II.
Understood. Thank you, Barney.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Steve in Texas. Hello, Steve.
God bless you.
How you doing?
You asked the question, what do you think all the Mexicans are doing here? I think it's for perhaps more than half of them are reconquistas for Aztlan. That's the ancient Aztec land, taught in our own schools and colleges under the program of Mecha. And to tell you what I'm doing to try to spread the word, I got on the computer the other day and typed up about 1,000 little pieces of paper, and that little piece of paper says the truth about... in bold print, it says the truth about mass media, laws, money, schools, politics, taxes, wars, terrorism, and much more. There's the three different radio stations and online at rbnlive.com. My wife takes these things to the grocery stores and slips them into the lids of all the dry goods.
Steve, I love you. Steve, I love you. This is what we all should be doing. And it's not for the self-aggrandizement of this talk show host or anybody on this network. It's about the truth. And we've got to bring them to the information.
Well, anybody that listens to the program already knows. We need to reach the people that don't know, that don't listen.
Thank you. You know what I'm going to do?
I'm also going to get a rubber stamp and stamp RBN Live and Infowars.com on the back of every $1 bill I got.
That works. I always pay attention to it. I always look when I see that little message, especially on the back of the dollar bill with its all-seeing eye. Hey, thank you, Steve. And keep up the good work and tell your wife thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. best price coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.